What's up? It's your baby boy, Radoon, and here's my daddy, BJ.
Never intro us like that again, ever.
But you're daddy.
No, I'm not. I'm not your daddy. I'm no one's daddy.
I won't be seeing my dad. Oh, here's... I won't be seeing my daddy.
What are you doing?
I'm just adjusting the audio.
Mid-recording?
Yeah. Whoa, that was loud. All right.
I know, but that was me laughing at that and also testing the audio.
Yep, I put the mics into the wrong channels.
Mm.
Technical difficulties in the life of Dune lately.
Yeah, you've been having a lot of problems recently. You've been having a lot of problems.
Yeah.
First, you described it best.
Here we go. Now I'm louder.
First it was your personal life, and now it's your technological life.
Well, yeah. First, you know, love of my life dumped me.
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
And then last week, my computer stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be a very fun story, but what happened was my computer stopped working, and then I deleted the episode we just did. It was a good episode that no one will ever hear because it's gone.
We had a very good episode that had, that's probably my favorite episode that we recorded, and it's gone now because Dune got high and then deleted it.
Did not get high.
Sure you didn't.
I got high after that.
Oh, okay.
On Heron.
Heron?
Yes.
Charlize Heron? Anyways.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Some of them will listen on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. So happy Thanksgiving.
I bet there's going to be thousands of families who will choose not to speak to each other during Thanksgiving dinner and put on this podcast instead.
They probably will. So should we mime like what those families will say during Thanksgiving dinner?
Sure. It'd probably be like, Uncle John, still drinking, I see.
Yeah, and I also still hate minorities and women.
Yep, the good old racist alcoholic Uncle John.
Nice.
And misogynist.
Nice.
Almost forgot that. I almost forgot because I always forget about women because they don't matter. Just kidding!
Hey, look, it's my two cousins. I bet they're going to fuck after dinner.
Whoa.
You know that that happens?
Yeah, I have some attractive cousins. I think we've talked about it.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about it.
Yeah. We've talked about it. I don't have attractive cousins.
Yeah, your family's gross.
Yeah, they're all ugly.
You're the worst.
I will say, I have two nieces that are very adorable, and that's not even subjective. That's like...
fact.
That's fact, because they walk on the street. Like, we have... one of them's three, one of them's one, and they're both girls. They go out on the street, and everyone's like, oh my... people stop.
Yeah.
No one stops for ugly babies.
No.
And there are ugly babies.
Nobody likes an ugly baby.
No, not at all. And it sucks, because, like, I don't want to admit your baby's cute if it's not.
Yeah.
If your baby's ugly, I'll be like, sucks.
I have five nieces, all fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Just kidding. They're actually all really adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sexualizing them like you just did. Like, you just said you wanted to have sex with your nieces, which is weird.
It's not what I said. But it's not what I said, but, you know. Just saying they're cute, and that's not even a subjective.
That's a fact. My niece, Charlotte, whew, adorable.
Mm-hmm.
The cutest.
Mm-hmm.
Can't pronounce her R's. All the good stuff.
What do you mean? So what like, does she say?
Uncle, why?
Oh, God.
When she asked me why, it's like, why? And it's like, you just said why twice, bro. That's fucking adorable. And I swear in front of her, I drop the F-bomb. I say, bro, you are fucking adorable.
But you're mad fucking dumb.
Yeah,
she can't pronounce your R's.
Yeah, she's an idiot. She can't talk. What an idiot.
What does she say? Wangewover.
Yeah, she says that word a lot.
Yeah.
It's the kind of car she drives.
I drove over in my Wangewover.
Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah, it does.
This is a good episode.
This is great so far.
We're almost 4 minutes in. I don't know what else we're going to talk about.
Well, I have a...
Wait.
Yeah.
Or you want to promote this first?
I don't know. It's not really a promotion. It's more of just discussing what is happening.
I have a quick story of something funny that happened.
You can do that a if different, you want.
Yeah, let me...
that because you don't want to hear mine?
No, I do.
Sure you do.
But this has nothing to do with... let me just get this out.
What?
This story I'm about to doesn't have anything to do with like the rest of the episode. It's going to be its own single story.
Okay. All right. What happened?
I would love to tell it.
Go ahead.
A different version of the story has happened once in my life, which I shared in the podcast. The story before briefly was how I took out my phone at the Gap and porn started to play because apparently I was masturbating mobily.
Yeah.
Maybe that was on the Vince Vincent episode.
I think it might have been.
Anyways, guys, I was on my friend's YouTube shoot, or it's just a shoot for her reel and the internet.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I was around comedians I know, but I don't know them very well. Mm. I brought my laptop to edit the podcast during the downtime of the shoot. Opened up the laptop, porn started playing.
Nice.
I closed the laptop, porn audio continued to keep playing. But like, I handled it well. I was like, oh my God, I knew this would happen one day.
Yeah.
And it was a dude comedian. I was like, what? I was like, do you hear that? I was like, a fucking porn's playing right now. Ah!
Yeah.
I opened it up again. I was like, ah. There was a female comedian there, Chelsea Skidmore. Hilarious. She was like, I just want to know what it is. Like, what kind of porn do you watch? And it was.
I hear a goat.
Yeah, it was bestiality.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it was not.
Oh, why'd you lie? I was about to connect with you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was about to shame you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Have you ever had sex with an animal? Just yourself?
I mean, I feel like if I document... That was good.
Yeah.
It's a good joke.
It's great.
So anyways, yeah, that happened and it was funny. Oh, I could immediately appreciate the funniness, but I was embarrassed and I got very red.
So is that the whole of your story? No, but like, did that... So you, what happened afterwards? Did you get like a call from like the director?
No.
Who was like upset at you or something?
No, not at all.
Oh,
so everyone thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
And
you got a big laugh.
And we could all relate because that has happened to us or someone we know. So you have a big show in Chicago, and you don't know what you're going to be doing on it, right?
Yeah, I'm going with David Dobrik, Jason Nash, and Scotty Sire, Corinna Kampf, and
I mean, I wouldn't call that, I wouldn't call Corinna that word.
Oh.
The C word? That was insensitive.
Corinna Kampf.
Just kidding.
That was good.
Thanks. Right.
Anyways, Corinna and Toddy. And so we're all going there for a live, for a different podcast, for Views, the podcast. They're doing a live show for that.
Wow, dude. Traitor.
I mean, I think it's a little strange because like we have our own and I'm going on somebody else's. I do also think it's weird. But
you're part of the vlog squad.
No, I'm not. See, that's the thing is that like I'm really not. Like I'm all friends with those guys, and I like going over there and hanging out with them.
And you hang out there a lot, and you're in a lot of their vlogs, right?
I am, but I don't make vlogs, so I can't be part of that. That just doesn't make sense. Everybody who's in that, like Toddy, Scotty, Corinna, all of that, Kristen, who's Scotty's girlfriend, they all make vlogs. I don't. I just go over there to hang out sometimes, and but that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then sometimes I have people in my videos, but like that's it. Like it doesn't really make sense to me why I'm going. But Jason was like, "Hey, do you want to come? It's a free trip to Chicago."
Cool.
And I was like, "Yeah, sure. What do I have to do?" And he's like, "I don't know. Just do something." And I was like, "Okay, is this good?" And then I find out that the stadium is 4,000 seats.
Yeah.
That's a lot of seats.
Sure is. Do you know how many you've sold already?
I have no clue, but I think it might be sold out or close to selling out. So I guess this is turning into a promotional thing. Buy tickets for it because I haven't promoted it at all.
Where can people buy tickets?
I don't know.
Oh.
But check check Jason Nash or David Dobrik's profile on anything, Instagram, Twitter. They probably have all the needed materials in order to buy tickets.
Cool. How much are tickets, you know?
$1,000? No. They're like 35 for the actual show, and then like a meet and greet's like $90.
Nice.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to meet a homeless man.
But thankfully, all these fans are hella rich.
Yeah, all the people listening are all come from wealth, don't they?
Yeah, they're all adults who have credit cards.
Yeah.
Not. They're 8. No, I'm just kidding. How old are their fans? Teenagers? Who's?
Oh, David's and Jason's?
Yeah, young.
They're teens, so they're like, I'd say it starts at like 12, and then it goes to like 24, 25. Right. Like, it's a very,
cool.
It is, I mean, I don't know.
That'll be
fun. I hope it's fun.
Are you like trying to like meet a girl out there, trying to have a one-night stand with the mom, or what's going on?
I actually, a girl said, if you come to Chicago, we'll do something, but I was like...
Who was that?
I don't know. It was some. It was a girl that I've been talking to, and she said that. But she's also kind of like, I don't know. She's a little emotionally.
You're gonna make odd. You're gonna make me edit this out, aren't you?
No, I don't care.
All right, cool. What's
her name? I mean, she knows it. She's admitted to it. She's. You say what's her name?
Yeah.
She. Her name is Vincent Marcus. Something out with me.
Oh, cool.
Vincent Marcus. No, we're going to. Just like do the show, and then I might meet up with a girl who is self-admittedly emotionally odd. I wouldn't. That's what I would call it. Hmm. Not unstable, just odd.
Emotionally
odd.
Immature?
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's just weird.
Just odd ups and downs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bipolar.
Maybe. But she's cool. She's nice.
Dude, is it my mom?
Yeah. I'm your new dad.
Can you please stop having sex with my mom?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay. I respect that.
Cool. Anyways, so yeah, order tickets for the show, and you might see me doing something on stage.
You'll come out. People will clap. You'll be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And then Jason will probably...
snake on me.
He'll engage with you.
I think what'll happen is it'll be like, Scotty Zyer, woo! Corinna Kampf, woo! Brannick Alvio.
Yeah.
It'll be that one.
Dude, if I went, it'd be like, Rye Dune! People like, huh? What?
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen when I go. But whatever, it doesn't matter. I got a free ship to Chicago show.
A free ship?
Free
cool.
ship to Chicago show. I got a free trip, so that's fine. Anyways...
And what are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I am just going to have dinner with my family. My dad doesn't cook anymore. It sucks ass. My dad's a chef, and it's been tradition that he always cooks.
Yeah.
He makes great turkey, gravy, all the shit. But for the past 2 years, he's ordered it from a store.
That's cool.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It sucks. It's like a tradition that's being like completely tarnished.
What's his... reasonings, because it's his job. He doesn't want to work on a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. That's why I say it's cool. I say good for your dad.
I say fuck off, Rye.
Well, guess what I'm doing for Thanksgiving?
Go ahead.
Nothing. Hanging out with Ralph. Just kidding.
Are you really going to do that?
No.
That just made me very sad.
Yeah, I know. That would be such a bummer.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm doing Friendsgiving.
Oh, Christ.
Don't you like that term?
No.
I saw Aaron Guilfoy's tweet about that.
What did it say?
It was like, how about instead of calling it Friendsgiving, we just shut up and eat your turkey? Something like that.
That was funny.
But I'm going to Victoria's.
Oh, Vicky T.
Vicky T.
Yeah.
And she's doing a vegetarian Thanksgiving.
Why? Just don't have Thanksgiving.
I'll just hang here?
No, I mean, like, if she's going to have vegetarian Thanksgiving, that's not Thanksgiving. That is a meal.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know? Thanksgiving is turkey, gravy... stuffing, all the great stuff that has all the animal products in it, right? Mm-hmm. But when you just have tofu burgers and some lentils or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder what the main thing's going to be. Just yams?
I don't know. What's going to replace the turkey?
I have no idea. I'm supposed to bring something, though.
Yeah.
I'll just bring like a stick of celery.
Bring a stick of celery and your charming face.
That's right.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Thanks.
Of course. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I have come to... People like Thanksgiving more than they like Christmas.
I do.
Why?
Less prash. You don't have to buy anyone presents. You don't have to receive any presents.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier. Mm. It's just, you have dinner, and that's it.
That's so fucking weird to me.
Christmas is all like... What'd you get me? Here's what I got you. Let's wake up early.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a mass involved. Let's all go to church.
Yeah. So you like Thanksgiving because God's not involved.
That's right. There is no fucking God.
Oh, okay.
I pray to the gods of turkey, but not this year.
Yeah. This year you're praying to the gods of tofu or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right?
Praying to the gods of...
Celery?
What if it's just a giant piece of celery that you all have to nibble on?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And celery has absolutely no nutritional value. It's just water.
Really?
I believe so. Did you know that celery actually burns fat? Because the cellulose in the celery skin takes a lot to break down. So you actually burn calories by your body digesting celery. Did you know I was smart?
Until this moment, I had no clue. Until you dropped that extremely valuable knowledge on me.
Well.
I wouldn't have known.
I went back to college in my adult life and... did chemistry and biology. That wasn't chemistry. I learned that in biology class. But yeah, celery. Mm. Eat celery, lose weight.
Yeah.
Which is clearly not what I've been doing.
Yeah, I was about to say, Ryan, are you having this vegan Thanksgiving because
I'm fat?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man. You're not fat.
I've gained 5 pounds this month.
Oh, shit.
5 pounds.
That sucks.
Due to heartache.
Due to heartache? What does that mean? Like,
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, I had my... Well...
Because of heartache. Let's get into it. Come on, we're here. Let's just get into it.
I think we've gotten into it a lot.
We have.
I got heartbroken, and then I was just like, oh, I'm sad. How do I cope with these feelings? I'll just order some bad food. Mm. One day leads to another. Mm. Then my ex, Frank, texted me last week saying she misses me. Then I saw her the next day. She did not remember sending the texts, and she didn't even read them. She deleted them right away.
What an ass.
That kind of made me feel bad.
I'm sorry. Oh, God damn it. That's not why I said it.
No, no, no.
What I was saying was that what does that mean that you've gained 5 pounds? Like, how you eat bad food and you just don't work out.
Correct.
Dude. That, numero uno right there. Problem is that. I'm talking like I know anything about it. Like, numero uno, you eat bad food, you don't work out. Of course you're going to gain weight.
Well, yes.
This is new knowledge that I have picked up. And that nobody else possesses. No, but
I was working out and eating well. Then that happened, and I was just like, "I'm gonna eat." And that's the sounds I make when I'm
you
eating.
Eat or when you masturbate.
It's the sound I make when I call the restaurant to order takeout.
And like, can I get a chow mein? And they're like, "Oh, Rye, heartbreak."
Yeah. Heartbroken again, Rye. Yeah.
Well, Rye. The only advice I can give you is that...
Get over it.
Nope. Only advice I can give you, and I've said this before...
Shut up.
Nope. Is...
AIDS.
Yes. No.
What were we going to say?
I was actually going to say... distance yourself. Make yourself heal from it.
Yeah.
And then keep those memories with you that you have of her. I'm saying that. Keep those memories with you, but move on with your life.
I was distancing myself. Then she texted me.
Don't respond.
I don't want to be rude and ghost.
You're not being rude. She's being rude with your feelings. She's being inconsiderate with your feelings. Yeah. Because she's constantly, she knows, she's told you. She's like, I like you still. Even though you guys have broken up. She's like, but I still like you and I know I'm going to marry you. She's leading you on.
She said she would marry me. But anyways, moving on.
I'm just saying. Oh, for fuck's sake.
I miss Gabby so much.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's the Gabby show.
Shit, that's who this whole... That's who this person's been this whole time, huh?
Turns out she's an alcoholic who abuses my emotions. The Gabby show, everybody.
The Gabby show.
Just for the record, I'm kidding. It's not the Gabby show.
It's not the Gabby show at all. No, Gabby wouldn't look at us.
No, she doesn't speak to me anymore.
She doesn't speak to you.
No, I'm kidding. She got her new phone, though. Her phone got hacked, huh?
Yeah, Gabby's phone got... everyone's phone's getting hacked now.
I texted her, and it just didn't get delivered, so I was like, wow. She, I had nothing to say after that.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, that's good. I don't know, man. I'm wondering about the whole God thing, you know?
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Jeez. I just didn't know what to transition into.
Well, I mean, we can talk about Thanksgiving more because everyone's, you know, on Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time. I remember back in my school days getting assigned huge projects over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And I'd just be really mad at my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bruh, I'm trying to argue with my parents.
I'm trying to have debates with my uncle about racism.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah, there was one year Thanksgiving, my dad's ex-wife's brother-in-law, some dude was at my house.
Yeah,
they were married back then, my dad and the ex-wife, and this is pretty topical because he said, like, I just went to see Louis C.K. and I was like, oh, he's the best. And he's like, he was making jokes about incest, and he was like, you can't joke about that. And this is the last time I ever spoke to this man, because I said, like, I disagree, I think you should be able to joke about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And and then we just kind of stopped talking.
Yeah.
And then I never saw him again. But it was a conversation killer because he was like, you can't make jokes about that. And I just started doing stand-up. So I was like, yes, you can.
And then there was no debate after that.
That was it.
It was open and shut.
Then another year, my Uncle Hank just was trying to convince my brother-in-law, who's a doctor, to move to New Bedford, Massachusetts and start his practice there. And that just became a long and very boring topic to talk about. Then another year, one of my grandmother actually passed away at the table.
Nice.
Yeah. That was probably the highlight of the night.
Yeah. Because but until then, no one had anything to talk about.
Yeah.
And then you all were like, oh, that's so odd. How wacky.
Yeah.
Like, wake up, Grandma.
Come on, Grammy.
Grandma, the food wasn't that bad.
Do you have funny relatives?
Yeah, all my relatives are funny.
Jesse's funny.
In their own ways. Greg's funny, who's my older brother. My mom's funny. My dad's funny. Just a whole family of funny people, you know?
Yeah, my mom's funny. My dad is not.
No.
My dad's been in the hospital.
Oh, well, yeah. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all. He's been having some heart flutters and murmurs.
Talk about a gas.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
My day started today with a phone call from an unknown number, and I thought, is this a phone call about my dad dying?
Oh,
good times! He's going to be fine, but I just, it was a weird number from my hometown.
Yeah.
So I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is my dad dead?
This is it. This has to be it.
Then we'd have to change the name of this podcast to I Miss You, Dad.
That would be so sad.
Because you're dead.
Yeah, because I miss you, Dad.
Or I'm glad you're dead, Dad.
Yes, that too.
Yeah, either of those.
But yeah, I got some funny cousins as well.
Yeah. It's kind of cool when your family, everybody in your family's funny. Because, but one thing I did hate back when I was a kid, and I still hate this when I go visit other people's families, is when everyone's like having a great time or whatever. Like everyone's like cracking jokes at the table, and they're like, we should have a reality show. And I'm always like, no, you shouldn't.
That's funny. One of my cousins gets angry at me if I don't call him whenever I'm in town. It's like, dude, I have 40 nieces that I need to hang out with. He gets like very hurt.
He gets hurt by you not out of one of 40.
And he's like, how come our families never hang out? I was like, because we all have our own families.
Yeah.
But
I think we all dispersed.
I think I'm just kind of being a little bit rude in those moments. I just want to be like, dude.
I don't like you. Dude, I don't like you.
No, I like him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving for food. That's really it. Food and family. Because I was about to say, because I see my family like twice or three times a week already.
Right, right.
So it's not a big deal just to go see my family. Like, it's really not.
I haven't seen my family since June.
Yeah.
And I'll see them on Christmas. And my nieces are often funny, unintentionally, of course.
Yeah.
They're not like witty or anything. Mm-hmm. But one time, here's a story. I think it was 4th of July weekend, so holiday topic.
Yeah.
My niece Madeline, we were in a public park, and my niece Madeline was jumping from a big rock down to a grassy area.
Mm-hmm.
So she was elevated, jumping off an elevated structure onto a grassy area. I started catching her midway through because I was concerned she'd hurt herself. I'd catch her midair, guide her down to the ground. And then she wanted to do that over and over again because that's what little kids do.
Yeah.
She's like, again. She started to call that game Touch Me, Uncle Rye. She just started saying that. And standing on top of a big rock with her arms spread wide open in a public place, shouting, Touch Me, Uncle Rye.
Yeah.
And so I handled it. I did the right thing. I said, Madeline, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that. I didn't say that, but I was like, how about you just don't say that?
How about we change the name of the game to something else, huh, sweetie?
How about Catch Me, Uncle Rye?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even say uncle.
Yeah.
Catch Me, Rye. There we go. Catch her in the rye.
How old is she now?
She's now 8.
Oh, she's 8. Just wait until in 10 years from now when she's 18, when you're at a Thanksgiving dinner, and she's like, Uncle Rye, do you remember when we used to play that game, Touch Me, Uncle Rye? Yeah.
Another creepy story. My niece Bridget, I think it was the same weekend. She comes up to me. This story is more creepy, less funny. I'll try to make it funny. She's like, Uncle Y, can we play Tickle Monster? And I was like, what's Tickle Monster? And she said these words. She said, it's when adults go into the basement and tickle little kids.
Where did she learn that from?
Here's the story. It's just they had like a furnished basement where all the kids' toys were and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was a little girl. She loved being chased, as many little kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it.
And many women as well.
Yeah, they love to be chased. They love the chase. Her grandparents, not mine, her other side.
When I said chase, I meant like romantically chased, not like actually chased by a predator. Because I feel like that got mixed up. Women like to be romantically chased.
That'd be cool if they like to be chased too.
No, they don't like to be chased.
No, it wouldn't be cool.
Yeah.
But what happened was her grandparents on the other side of the family would just be like, I'm going to get you. Mm-hmm. You know how it goes. Mm. And then when they caught her, they would tickle her, which the word tickle, uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Even in as adults.
Yeah.
I tickled my friend the other day. I got tickled the other day.
Yikes.
Hey, Rye, Friday night, you still, the schedule still aligns with that tickle? Sesh that we have?
Tickle sesh, bruh.
We're going to do a tickle sesh?
Have you watched Mindhunter?
No.
It's good. It involves some tickling.
Is that why he kills people? It's because he got tickled?
No, but there was a story. Mindhunter's a show on Netflix. Really good. It's about serial killers. And there was this a few episodes where a principal of a elementary school tickled little kids' feet. Ugh. I don't even like talking about that.
Mm.
Dude, I saw... This is changing the subject, but I saw one of the worst movies I've seen in a while last night.
What was it?
And I watched it because I could tell it was going to be terrible.
What was it?
It's called Bedeviled.
Bedeviled?
Free on Netflix. Check it out.
Why was it the worst movie you've ever seen?
It was a horror movie. Not scary at all.
Hmm.
The pacing was so slow.
Yeah.
One of the dudes in the movie kept on... One of the actors chose to say a lot.
Wonder if that was in the script.
I don't know. Yeah. He's like, I think my character is pensive and stupid.
He doesn't know how to form thoughts.
Yeah. There was one scene where his girlfriend called him, and the first thing he said when he answered the phone was,
Hello?
So, ring, ring, ring. Hey, babe.
Oh, my God.
And then her next word was, I just called to check in. He's like, okay, talk to you later. So, there was some editing problems. They cut out some lines, and it didn't make any sense.
Sure.
I did a lot of rewinding in this movie to, like, study how bad it was.
How bad the awfulness of it. Like how most people do that with like The Shining to see like the mastery behind it. You did it for the ineptness of it.
Yeah, it's really bad. Bedeviled, check it out.
Check it out.
You can watch it ironically if you're Hester.
Is it like The Room? Is it that bad?
No.
Nothing beats The Room.
No.
I don't think anything will ever beat The Room.
The Room is pretty hard to watch.
No, it's not.
There are some gold mines in it.
There are. That's what I'm saying. It's that every scene's a gold mine in that movie though.
It's just so long. So slow.
It is so slow, but that's like every scene has something going on in it in terms of what the fuck is going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Room is, in case anybody doesn't know, The Room is a movie by a director named Tommy Wiseau. He was the director, writer, and star of the movie, mm-hmm. and he's this Austrian man, I think.
No one knows where he's from, exactly.
No one knows, and he has a friend named, I forgot the actor's actual name. But he makes a movie with his actor friend, and he pays for, because he has like a bunch of money, this Tommy Wiseau guy. He had like $7 million that he funded this movie with.
Right.
And everyone was like, where are you getting this money? And he was like, I won't tell you. And then...
What's the main character's name? Not him, but Mike.
Mark. What a story, Mark. That's one of the lines.
That was a good impression. Wow, what a story, Mark.
What a story, Mark.
Don't be a chicken, Mark. Cheep, cheep, cheep.
You're not good. You're just a chicken. Cheep, 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 cheep. Yeah, that's Tommy.
I love you, Victoria.
No, it's Lisa.
Lisa, no.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. So that movie is, there's actually a movie coming out. This sounds like promotional material, mm-hmm. but there's a movie coming out that I think the most anticipated movie this year is called The Disaster Artist.
Can't wait.
And The Disaster Artist was a novel that was written by Tommy Wiseau's friend who plays Mark in the movie.
Right, right.
And Tommy Wiseau, because I've read that book.
Was it good? The
book is great. That's the first book I've read because it's an autobiographical, of course. Uh-huh. And it's just, you're going to see it in the movie. I mean, the book's probably going to be longer and I don't know if better, but it details so much more. It's a fascinating read because you learn all about this guy. You learn about Tommy through somebody that was his best friend. And it's just a really good, like, Hollywood story.
Yeah.
You know how there's those classic Hollywood stories? Like, I don't know, like Marilyn Monroe and how she used to like, she was like very damaged and would like mm-hmm. sleep with a lot of actors. And then she would like, there's this movie called My Weekend with Marilyn. That's about a guy who was a PA on a movie mm-hmm. that she was on and that she had an affair with over the weekend and then just like never talked to him again. You know,
dude, Paris Hilton invented the selfie. Marilyn Monroe invented the ghost. Ghosting.
Yeah, ghosting. Until she herself became one. You can actually see her ghost at the Hollywood Roosevelt. You know that?
Aha.
Yeah, you can.
That was a good little joke you got there.
I didn't know it was a joke. I just thought it was more of a statement.
But
there's, you can see her.
Her ghost.
Yeah.
It's cool.
If you believe it. Okay, last thing I want to talk about. Do you know, like, how fucking haunted Hollywood is?
I mean, I've heard. Do I believe in ghosts?
Do you? What was that?
Proof that there's ghosts. That was just a ghost, bro.
Oh, my God. Where? That must have been the ghost of...
Here, I'll invent a character right now. You ask me questions and stuff.
Okay.
This will be so genius.
Yeah, okay. So I'm right. So you're a ghost and I'm asking you questions.
Yeah, just play along.
This is... What? Well, who's there?
It's me, the ghost of Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm such a fan of all your movies. You did such great work.
Thanks.
That's how I know it's you, that delightful laugh. Yeah, it's gotta be you. Oh, Marilyn, why are you crying?
I'm lonely because I ghosted too many people in my life. Now they won't call me back.
Oh, Marilyn. That's so sad that you're so sad. Oh, but now you're happy, Marilyn.
Yeah, I just found a lollipop.
What was that?
That was called...
Bad improv.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was called bad improv.
Trying to make myself laugh here.
No, that was good. I like that.
We got to laugh through the pain, Redden.
Oh, God.
I'm starting to cry.
Hey, man, everyone's suffering. You're no special.
I miss you, Gabby. Oh, shit. I did it again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I got another bad movie for everyone to watch.
No, what is it?
Birdemic.
Oh, I fucking love Birdemic.
Did we watch that together with Manon?
No, I've never watched a bad movie with Manon.
Oh. Because when you're with Manon, everything's beautiful.
Yeah.
I talked to her today.
Oh, yeah? How's she doing? Yeah. Manon's our friend that's very spiritual.
Manon Matthews.
Yeah, she's very, very spiritual
person.
She's
good, but have you seen Troll 2?
Yeah, love that one too.
That one's amazing.
These are all movies that are, because there are movies that are bad, because they're boring and they're just, the pacing's off and there's just, the acting is not even, there's nothing worse than a movie that's just bad.
Yeah.
But when a movie's really bad, like laughably bad, you can get entertainment from it. You get entertainment value out of laughing at how stupid everything is.
Yeah.
How awful. Like, if the acting's so atrocious that you can laugh at it, like that, like, The Room is a funnier comedy to me than, like, any comedy that's come out recently. Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, it's me again.
Oh, fuck off, Marilyn. We don't need to get back into this bad improv. Marilyn, please fuck off.
All right. She's gone.
All right. She's dead.
She's no longer with us.
Yeah. Those kinds of movies that are so awful that they're great. It's weird because the only reason you laugh at them is ironically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's just bad movies that are suck to watch.
Yeah.
What's just a bad movie?
Just a bad. Most movies are just like, you know, like most movies you don't remember. Right. That was what really constitutes as an awful movie is something you don't even remember.
Right.
Like,
did you see Blade Runner?
I didn't see Blade Runner, no.
I liked it.
Okay.
Super dark.
Yeah.
Real dark.
Oh, you know a movie that was awful? That was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen, but not because it was like the scenes were bad or anything like that.
What?
Rogue One, Star Wars.
Oh.
That was probably the worst movie I've ever seen recently because there was nothing bad about that movie.
I remember liking it, but I don't really remember it.
That's the thing. There was, when me and my brother left, we were just like, we sat in this theater for 2 hours and I don't remember what happened and I don't care. And that was when we left the theater.
Yeah.
And we were just like, that's probably the worst movie I've ever seen because it's so forgettable and it's so not interesting. None of the characters were interesting. The plot wasn't interesting. There was nothing interesting about that movie other than the end scene of that movie when you're like, oh yeah, Star Wars is the first Star Wars movie exists, because the end of the movie is basically, the whole plot is that the people who gave the plans to the rebels or whatever, whoever gave the plans to the rebels to defeat the Empire, that it's their story. But it's just building up to this moment where in the, because you know, the beginning of the first Star Wars, they're like, Darth Vader's like storming a ship and he's like, where are the plans? And then they're like, the plan, like Leia's got the plans. We have to find Leia and get the plans. And so that whole movie is about how those plans got delivered. So it's like a movie about like, okay, so let's say there's a movie. Okay, like Goodfellas. Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
Mm-hmm.
Goodfellas, amazing movie. Like one of my favorite movies ever.
Hated it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Okay. Maybe you can. It's fine. You're just wrong. But anyways, no, you're not wrong. You're just an idiot.
You said bad taste. Yeah. No, I like Goodfellas. Go on.
Okay, but anyway, so Goodfellas, there's so all these scenes with food, and there's all these scenes with, you know, there's with their eating. And so to me, imagine there was a movie about the person that went out and got all the groceries for those for that food in Goodfellas. And the whole movie was about that.
Getting the food to the Goodfellas.
Getting the food to for the Goodfellas to eat. That's what Star Wars Rogue One was like.
In that movie, didn't they like, wasn't there like some force field that they were trying to build or something?
I don't know. I don't remember because all of it just, I didn't care.
Yeah,
none of it mattered. Like the whole movie, there was a scene at the end in spoilers, but everyone saw it. The fucking, all the characters, all the main characters die. And I was just, me and Jesse were just like, am I supposed to feel something? What is supposed to be happening right now? Well, they're all dying. That's weird.
Ooh.
But anyways, that's just an example of a movie that was awful, that was technically good, well made. It was a well made movie. It was just awful.
Did you see yet the documentary on Netflix, Jim Carrey, called Jim and Andy?
No, I haven't. Is it out there?
Yeah.
Is it out? Not came, out there, but is it out?
Came out last Friday, and it is out of this world.
Oh, really?
Baby girl.
Oh, nice.
I was just making a joke about being out there, but it is far out. No, it is pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Okay.
Touched my heart.
Because he's your hero.
He's my man.
Mm.
And your hero just got taken down.
It's all right. Yeah. I don't mind it. You know, I've come to accept that my heroes are all extremely, extremely flawed people. So I don't care.
Jim Carrey seems insane.
Yeah, so that's fine. I mean, you like their work. You don't like them necessarily.
I bet Jim Carrey and I would be best friends.
I bet you'd walk up to him at a bagel shop or something, and he'd be like, we're not here.
Yeah.
You're not real.
And I'd say, alrighty then.
Yeah, and he'd be like, that was a corporate movie that was made by a corporation. Yeah. Or something.
So in this documentary, you probably heard a little bit about it, but Jim Carrey goes into character and stays in character during the whole filming of the movie.
The movie Man on the Moon, which was about... Yeah. The movie Man on the Moon is about a comedian named Andy Kaufman, and it's a real story. Andy Kaufman was a real person, so it was a biography on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... Jim Carrey was playing... And Andy Kaufman was known as a... He was always in character. He never broke out of character in life.
Right,
like he would baffle people set. On stage.
He was more concerned about confusing people than being funny.
Yeah, he would constantly do jokes that on stage that weren't. He had this one bit that was called eating ice cream, and literally the whole thing is he sits down, he has a waitress come up, he orders ice cream, he waits 2 minutes in silence for the ice cream. The ice cream comes, he eats the ice cream slowly, and then he leaves, and he does that in front of a comedy. Like a group of like an audience that are ready for like a comedian.
Right.
And it's just like so weird, but it like makes you laugh because it's just like, it's like performance art. Cause the people are laughing for no reason because they think they're like, oh, I'm at a comedy show. I have to laugh, but there's nothing funny on stage.
And I know that like when he starts, it's like, oh, it's funny. This is eating ice cream. And then it's like, all right, he's still eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yeah. I was about to say, so that's who Andy Kaufman was. And he was a very odd person. And so Jim Carrey was a massive fan of Andy Kaufman. So that's why he wanted to do the part.
Mm-hmm.
And in the production of it, he never broke character.
Right.
He was always Andy Kaufman. People had to address him as Andy Kaufman. He acted like Andy Kaufman, like kind of insane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Andy Kaufman had several characters, so Jim would do like be in character as different characters too. One of which was a huge asshole. I can't think of his name.
Tony right Clifton.
Tony Clifton. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony Clifton. Yeah.
Can't really do it, but
yeah.
So he would just walk around set being a complete dick
to everybody. So that's what the movie basically is. It's showing what an asshole Jim Carrey was on set.
And not really an asshole, but it was my favorite parts where it was about Jim.
Yeah.
He wrote himself a check for $10 million. And it was like he was starting out in Hollywood. He'd been a comedian for years, actually. So he wasn't really starting out. He was like, I'm going to write myself a check for $10 million.
Hmm.
And I'm going to give myself 5 years to do it. And then he fucking did it. I think he saw a psychic one night. This reminds me of Manon.
Yeah.
He saw a psychic one night. And she said, you're about to do 3 huge movies that will change your life forever. Then he came out with Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Truman Show, I think.
Oh, shit.
So she was right.
What psychic did he go to? Oh, God damn it.
It was me.
Marilyn Monroe. That was an awful callback, right?
That's a really good character. I love her point of view.
Well, I want to go to that psychic just so I know for sure that
you're
going to
fail.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere. It'll be great.
I should have. You know, I saw a psychic. My sister at her 16th birthday had a psychic over, and I was like 8.
Hmm.
But so she said like, I can read your whatever for fun.
Uh-huh.
And she said, by the time I'm 30, I'll be a millionaire.
What a fucking liar.
She didn't explain that it would be followers on Vine.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't appreciate that.
What an asshole. She should have said, she said in 30 years you'll be a millionaire.
By the time you're 30, you'll be a millionaire.
By the time you're 30.
And I had millions of followers. So I thought back to that. I was like, count it.
Mm. I mean, yeah, it's just the truth.
And then my mom used to see a psychic for fun every once in a great while with her girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom told me, I just got back from a psychic. She said, when you're 13, you're going to have a great year. My mom made that up, I think, because she knows being 13 is terrible.
Yeah. When you're 13, everything's going to go right, and you'll be good.
I remember being 13 and being in junior high and just hating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it back up to my mom. I was like, you told me that psychic said I was going to have a good year. Or I was more like, you told me that psychic was going to have a good year, but my balls still haven't dropped.
Yeah.
I was a tiny little kid.
Yeah.
Well, as a kid, I was normal size. Then I just didn't grow forever.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
And you're still a dwarf, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come Big Nick's not going to the show?
Going to the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he still making content?
I have no clue. I haven't heard from Nick for a while.
Shit. Is he still hanging out with the crew?
I don't know. I haven't seen the crew. The crew. I haven't seen anybody for about a week because they went to Vegas for Zane's birthday or something.
Cool.
And apparently Scotty and Heath both spent collectively $60,000 on watches.
Oh, I thought you were going to say gambling. So watches are better, I guess.
Why? Why are they better?
Yikes.
That's such a weird investment to make.
I guess you can sell them.
Sure.
$60,000 each.
No. $60,000 collectively.
Okay.
So I think Heath's was like 10 and Scotty's was like 50.
Jesus.
Scotty spent $50,000 on a watch.
Did they know that?
We'd be talking about it on the podcast.
No, but do they know that they're not always going to be making this kind of money?
Oh, well, I mean.
And maybe they will.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird purchase. $50,000 on a car seems like a lot to me. $50,000 on a, what are you doing?
I'm changing the levels, but I'm moving the wrong knobs.
It's kind of funny that the episode started like that, yeah. And now it'll end like that too. I don't know why they did that. It's fucking weird purchases, but hey, if they have the money for it, then fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, might as well. Big Nick hasn't been around, dude. Lance 210 just moved back to Jersey.
Why did he move back to Jersey?
I don't know, dude.
He can't pay for.
Let's call him.
Let's call him.
Just kidding. I don't think I have his number.
Hey, Lance.
And I'd be like, hey, what's up, dude? I haven't seen you in 3 years.
Yeah.
You're on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great introduction. That's a great reintroduction.
Yeah. Can I exploit you?
Yeah. No, I mean, poor Lance. He cut his hand during a Fruit Ninja stunt or something. So
yeah, I saw that.
Probably why he went back to Joyzy, because he can't hold the vlog camera anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, Dune has been killing it on Instagram. Is it bots? I don't know. Too good to be true. I'm getting a lot of views.
Yeah.
Even on promotions for the podcast, which don't result in more downloads.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's weird, man.
Everyone check me out on Instagram.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so
they're
that's been...
some funny shit on Instagram,
that's been
dude.
I'm sorry, Dad. It's been this episode of I'm sorry, Dad.
Check me out on Twitter. My tweets aren't nearly as good or prolific as Brandon's, but I do tweet sometimes.
Mm. You do tweet sometimes.
Yeah, you never press like.
No.
Nope, but you do on Lil Jano on the 6. Why does he call himself that?
Because it's like our friend
just
Jason.
A reference.
Our friend Jason calls himself Lil Jano on the 6, and that's because Chance the Rapper does that.
Oh,
that's Chance the Rapper's name. It's like Lil Jano from the 8th or something.
Oh.
Little something from the something.
Dude, I don't know anything about
anything.
Pop culture.
Yeah,
Jason knows a lot more than me.
Oh yeah, he's filled in.
Yeah, he's really
filled in on everything. He says lit bay.
Yeah.
He says he always asks if we should take some lit pics. And I asked him.
I saw him do this in his vlog recently.
Yeah, I think he does everything ironically.
Yeah.
But I asked him. I said, dude, you're saying lit pics a lot now. And he's like, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm doing it ironically anymore. I think I just say it now.
It's become real.
It's become part of his life. Lit pics.
Peace signs. Sideways peace signs.
Yeah.
I should get more hip.
You should.
I've never been hip. Never been cool.
Yeah. You've never been cool.
I've never like done anything cool. Never worn anything trendy.
Mm.
Maybe I should like try to be more like a fuckboy or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they, you know, every girl will just throw themselves at you if you're a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've had the same haircut for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, but anyways, this was a good episode. Even though we deleted one by mistake. This was still good.
Yeah.
Talked about Thanksgiving. Talked about family. Talked about creepy nieces. You sexualized your nieces, which is still weird to me.
Didn't do that, but okay.
We talked about bad movies. Fucking we talked about good movies. We talked about Jim Carrey. We talked to Marilyn Monroe.
I think I'm just going to go.
I got to go do an open mic because I have a set tomorrow, which if you're listening, when this comes out, it's tonight at the Hollywood Improv, and I have free tickets for you if you want them.
Oh, so cool.
DM me somewhere.
Anywhere.
8 p.m. Hollywood Improv. Who's performing? Harlan Williams. Neil Brennan, co-creator of The Chappelle Show.
Oh, yeah.
And your boy, Radun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's your boy, Radun. That was Jay-Z.
I know. You've done that a lot. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right.
I'm so much funnier at night. I'm doing a lot better on the podcast.
Yeah, you are.
Now.
Yeah.
And
I'm drained. Have you noticed?
No, you seem good.
No, I'm actually drained.
Jactually drained.
Yeah, jactually drained. All right, well.
Well, everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving. Try not to get into arguments with your family, but it's probably going to happen. It's normal.
Yeah, and then have arguments with them and then disown them and then see them again in a year.
Yep, and enjoy your hangovers the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to see a dope video about hangovers, I have one that went viral on Instagram. Check me out, at Radun. It's called Hungover or Healthy. It's over 3 million views already, so check that out. And I did that as a joke. Okay. Hey, everybody, subscribe to our YouTube page.
Yeah.
We're posting this on YouTube.
We are posting this on YouTube, so subscribe to that. And also put us on your playlist along with your unboxing videos and your boyfriend does my makeup videos or whatever.
And we're going to end this with...
soliloquy
with a song that Brandon's gonna make up right now. I'll beatbox.
It's okay.
About Thanksgiving.
About Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, what's up? You guys like turkey? You guys like stuffing? You guys like cranberry sauce? Well, fuck that shit because it's gonna have vegan Thanksgiving with no turkey and some tofu turkey. Something about tofu turkey. And then he's going to see his nieces too. And they're going to say, Rye, can we play the Touch Me Uncle Rye game? The reason I didn't say anything else is because that's you getting arrested.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you got arrested after they said that.
You know, I was thinking like, oh, this will be a good promo for Instagram to promote this episode. But then...
I bombed.
No, that was good. Then you just said you made me look like a pedophile. When you're the pedophile, hey, everybody listening on Instagram right now, this episode is all about Brandon sexualizing his nieces.
That's not good. Clickbait. No, that's not.